Well, Indiana is home to 15 ethanol plants and one biodiesel facility, and they certainly use a lot of corn and soybeans produced by Indiana farmers. But you might not know that our federal government has placed a limit on the amount of corn-based ethanol and soy-based biodiesel that can be produced and blended with our petroleum-based fuel supply. Those amounts are set by the Environmental Protection Agency.
In 2023, the EPA set the RVOs, the renewable volume obligations, in the renewable fuel standard for 3 years. And what they set them at, it ended up being about 3.2 billion gallons.
And that's David Cobb with Clean Fuels Alliance America talking specifically about the EPA's threshold for blending biodiesel with petroleum-based diesel. He says that EPA's current thresholds are putting a huge damper on the entire biofuels industry.
We ended up producing about 5.1 billion gallons, and so there's a 2 billion gallon difference there in the amount that we produced and the amount that they required to be blended. And so it creates a lack of balance there. It's left a lot of supply out on the market. So it's resulted in some of our members going out of business. Many have idled their plants. Some are just producing the bare minimum right now.
Cobb says they're urging EPA to significantly increase the amount of biofuels allowed to be blended in 2026 to no less than 15 billion gallons for conventional ethanol and 5.25 billion gallons for biomass-based diesel.
We're waiting for some solid good news from the EPA, and we expect to see volumes for 2026. And we have gone in to EPA and other places in the administration asking for that volume to be increased to 5.25 billion gallons for 2026. So it'll be a huge increase, but it would be in line with our actual production and actual access to feedstocks like soybean oil.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.